That is like it would like I think that's a joke from something else.
I do believe, I think I've heard it.
So not only is it bad to say, but it's also just it's stolen.
Yeah, it's stolen, but it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On ice. I feel good, dude. Honestly, like, I hate doing spots. Stand-up makes me feel bad. I hate going out. Sure. I hate, you know.
Yep.
But doing literally anything and feeling like I have some kind of responsibility, it's like now I can enjoy all the fucking off.
All the downtime, of course. Oh, yeah, like, yeah. I've earned this. Because for 14 minutes, I talked about, you know.
Now I'm allowed to watch television.
Right, yeah. Go to Austin, do, like, probably. I think each show I did maybe 27 minutes.
Yeah, but they went hard. You know?
Like Cat Williams' first special. Special that's like 43 minutes, but it's like he's hitting the fucking turbo button the whole time.
I didn't do that. No.
No, Nick, I didn't.
Nick had a towel over his shoulder.
He did. Nick's stool work was incredible.
Right. Yeah. The special's called Fuck the Damn World.
I want to go back and watch that.
Fuck the Damn World.
I want to watch all of the specials.
I was just watching it recently. I think at my brother's bachelor party we threw that on. Mm-hmm. I always forget what it's called. Maybe my favorite special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Not Pimp Chronicles.
Maybe Pimp Chronicles or it's Pimpin'. I don't remember. I don't remember which one it is. It's the one. It's the famous one. It's the one he's in the green.
With the green.
Suit.
Yeah. With the star.
The Iraqi joke. Literally the best joke about the Iraq War anyone's ever written.
Oh, my God. Better than Steve Dunn killed the baby.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Even though that's.
That might be the best.
Honorable mention.
That might be the best. Because honestly, because the Steve one starts off, he's making a woke point. He's like, hey,
no. Cat's bit is better, but Steve's is great too.
No, but Steve manages to ruin the right. He's like, hey, no weapons of mass destruction. We sending them boys to die.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to describe war crimes.
But I would commit a war crime, yeah. Anyway, it's really fun to try and count the amount of times Cat Williams uses the stool. Yeah. It's insane.
It's a drinking
game.
I thought
it was going to be like, you know, there's like seven good ones because you remember, but he is constantly checking in with the stool, even when he's not doing a full act out. It's like there's a little, the stool is necessary. Uh-huh. I'm going to go back and actually count every single one because I was pretty high when I tried to do it.
But. Yeah, the green jacket and then the diamond star necklace, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and in the middle of he just plays the song because he had just signed a Dipset, and he in the middle of his stand-up act for an act out, he plays his own song with Dipset. He has Little John come out in the middle of it. He does so many things should not work.
Yeah,
it's one show. Uh-huh. There's no two shows in the special. It's
did
one
you get
show.
Morbius shoes? Is that what those are?
Branded
from the movie?
No,
those are fucking horrible.
You got Morbius branded.
What are those?
This isn't the fashion.
Truly, what are those? You just got a genuine out of me.
I mean, Mephisto's shoes.
I got a walking shoe.
Those are fucking horrible.
What did you get a walking
shoe?
Get
a New Balance.
Fucking sitting in your office in your apartment?
Because I need it. No, listen.
Painting?
God, those suck.
Walking the room shoes. That's what he got.
that's
every member of the audience gets one on their way out.
Listen, folks.
Yeah.
You want to get your steps in, just go to an Adam Friedland comedy show.
Hit the Adam Friedland show and close all of your rings on the Apple Watch.
Listen, guys.
Why do you always have to fuck? Why can't you just be a guy that gets a Nike or a New Balance?
You know I have
shoe?
Plenty of those.
Yeah, but you got to fucking get this old Jewish man shoe.
I kind of love wearing white sneakers, and now I got to stop doing that because I get them fucked. I don't clean. I'm never going to be a guy
If you get white sneakers, you need a new pair every month.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
I'm about to drop my shit off and.
You should get Mephistos, dude.
I'm going to start donating clothes at Panera Bread. I'm going to take it directly to the homeless people. I don't understand why we got a middleman here.
Yeah.
I'm leaving a garbage bag full of sneakers at McDonald's.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Where is a good place to donate? I have a bunch of clothes I want to give away.
There's one by...
I go to the one.
A couple of blocks away from here.
It sucks.
There's like a bin.
There was one on Quincy that was like...
That's where I go.
This is my love, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, I love donating.
I go there all the time. Hasn't been there since 2012, probably.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
No, that's not true.
It's been closed
since.
He's
fucking lying on me again.
No.
You're lying on
the Quincy Salvation Army is...
Not the Salvation Army, the bins on... on.
I don't trust
very,
the
very close. He hasn't very close, been to any of this.
Very
place.
Close to an establishment that I was asked to leave. Where I've been. I'm persona non grata, but
which you deserve.
Playground coffee.
Which you deserve.
But a couple
for running I'd the say, name of two WOC business.
I'd
owners
say 50
the
feet away from
Jalopy
there.
Jalopy Dalinjabat, a famously black
all right,
woman.
All right.
Jalopy Dindu.
About 70 feet away from there, there's a clothing donation bin. And that's
I don't trust the
I
bins,
I do charity
though.
Work there constantly.
I don't trust the bins.
Sometimes I do it loudly, saying like, oh, you know, must be a great guy if I'm giving away such great stuff to the homeless.
Yes,
such
great stuff that I found in the trash in return because I knew the,
okay, don't bring
I knew the fucking
we were
warranty
in a different,
policy.
We
Have
were
you seen
in a
they
different
changed,
socioeconomic
they changed
class at that
moment. All the mailboxes?
Really. Huh?
They changed all the mailboxes so that you can't put feces in them anymore.
Well, what
yeah,
the
yeah,
hell
it's
is
just
that?
A slit.
Now. It's just yeah, it's a slot
it's
for
a
letters.
Slot.
You can't because people were putting fucking dog shit.
Yeah,
in
they
you.
Don't have that weird door thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust the bins. I don't like. I'm worried this shit is just going to get thrown away. I want to know.
I think
I want to know my
I
shit
think
is
it's
gonna,
getting resold to.
I used to go to the Quincy one all the time, and I've donated some shit that is just straight up garbage, and they take it. Like I brought them like a Ziploc bag full of wires one time. Yeah. The guy was like, "What is this? Wires?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "All right,
that's yeah. that is.
I'll write it down."
Those are luxury
ticket.
Apartments now. The Salvation Army on
yeah,
Quincy.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's that's this? A fucking bag of wires?
That's where I bought Jamel his Iran. T-shirt.
Yeah, maybe some homeless guys need gift. Some shit to plug in. But yeah. see, the economy of Goodwill is like, it's not like you go to Goodwill. Maybe here it's different, but a lot of places it's just fucking. Well, no, in New York, yeah, it's never like poor people going to fucking Goodwill.
No, it's hipsters.
It's hipsters.
No, I mean, I think
these
that's...
These damn hipsters. Don't
I think there's
started.
Plenty of poor people that go.
A lot of them...
Yeah, but in
no,
some neighborhoods...
Well, you know what? That's
in some neighborhoods,
have good,
it's
yeah,
not
what,
poor
there's
people.
A fucking Goodwill on like 25th and between 6th and 7th.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, who
oh,
the fuck...
I guess that's
the
true.
Chelsea Goodwill.
Yeah,
that's,
right.
You get good stuff because rich gay guys give away a lot of like designer shit there.
Yeah.
That's a New York City hack.
While I was
guys.
In Austin, I went to there's a thrift shop I used to go to all the time like right mm-hmm. on like I guess it's like Cameron and I don't know, it doesn't matter. But I used to go
right down by there on Cameron, of
right,
course.
Right down right by down there on
down there.
Over on Cameron and
by the fucking
Marcio Iglesias
yeah,
Boulevard.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's by the fucking Target and the Chase Bank.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
AutoZone.
Yeah. Right next to the yeah, there's a McDonald's and a Rally's Checkers right next
yeah,
to
it's called
yeah.
like Texas Thrift or something. But you go in there. I used to go there all the time because the t-shirt selection is amazing.
Mm.
We got one that just says, Alexa, give me a blowjob.
That is an awesome that's shirt.
Like getting that shirt and like probably drunk, wearing it once and being like, oh, I guess I'll donate this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
then everyone in there is like, well, it's good. It's never picked her. Everyone in there is like, mm-hmm. you know, like a Mexican mom.
Of course.
That's like, it's always sad because they're always buying the toys.
Right.
And it's like a fucking, like a car from 1991
yeah.
with like three wheels.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
this is
yeah.
for, just don't get your kid toys
yeah.
at that point.
Well, I
fucking
remember.
Make him have an imagination.
Right.
Yeah, he'll
make
build his
whittle,
own.
Whittle his own car.
He'll be the next Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Right. Famous. Mm-hmm. Idea man and creator
yeah, yeah.
of cars.
His parents didn't give him any toys.
So what's the deal? He's like, he said he was going to be on the Twitter board and then he wasn't.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, he bought 10%.
It would be great if he just bought it because like if he just bought like a controlling stake or whatever that he mm-hmm. could just be like, yeah, ban Luisa Diaz, ban...
Is she a big Elon Musk enemy?
I don't know. If he could just... If somehow it got back to
oh,
him.
Oh, I see.
That he's like, yeah, we're going
to
ban Luisa Diaz.
To do Nick's bidding.
We're going to ban Anya Vols.
Are you fucking like picking these two people?
I don't know. Just like the most... I'm trying to think of the most obscure people that like...
right.
That would be funny for if like Elon Musk is just banning mm-hmm. like...
If there was a purge.
Somebody on... Yeah, like on a... Like a comedy, just like somebody like mildly critical
yeah.
of Elon Musk
of late capitalism.
But then you yeah but then no then you leave all those guys so they're like this is capitalism or whatever and it's like yeah there's nothing you can do mm-hmm. that's that would be the kind of cruelty
right.
under mm-hmm. capitalism that
this
I
is Nick's
I would
like
think
version
of very
of the, when
funny.
They came for the gypsies I said nothing right.
well, no
they
it's
came for
it's not
when they
that.
Came for the communists I said
it's
nothing.
Not that because it's ultimately it's something that doesn't really matter you know it's like Twitter doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
you know there's like fair complaints or you know, criticisms or what, like complaining about people not having fucking healthcare. Mm-hmm. But getting banned off Twitter is fucking me. Then they would, you would just turn.
You're saying you
would turn into like these right wing guys that fucking, yeah.
You want him to deny them the martyrdom of getting banned on Twitter?
No, not deny them the martyrdom. Like, pick some of them. Just right. Ban people arbitrarily that are like very like minutely involved in overall like culture war stuff.
Okay.
Just mm-hmm. the smallest fish. Okay, just to, like, gotcha, pick off a couple of the small ones.
But that's what I'm saying, to annoy the other ones he
right,
doesn't
to
ban.
Annoy
right.
the other ones, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Like, what the fuck? Why are they getting banned? I deserve to be banned.
Yeah, right.
I said he was way worse than they said.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Is it true that Grimes was fucked Chelsea Manning?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking funny. Yeah.
You know, anytime Chelsea Manning comes up, mm-hmm. like the first thing that pops into my head is like the day she got out of prison and posted a picture of the most disgusting looking pizza I've ever seen in my life.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was like Sbarro.
She was, yeah, it was the worst like fucking like prison cafeteria pizza I've ever seen.
Your mind is a brilliant thing.
And then it's like you know, like it was like enjoying the taste of freedom or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, poor Chelsea. Yeah,
it was just the most horrific.
What happened?
So wait, you're saying Sav? You're implying that Chelsea did it for the pussy?
Yeah, I think Chelsea
was doing it all.
What did she do at first? What did she leak?
She leaked that video of the drone killing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. What was it called? It was called, like, it had a cool ass name, the video. I don't remember.
I think here it is. Here's
WikiLeaks
the
dropped
pizza.
It.
Oh, yeah, that does not look like. But you know what? I would eat that. It's not that bad.
She was like,
you overdid it.
She was a computer troop. Gotcha. That was her job. She was a good at computers troop.
Yeah, that's got to suck to be like, this is going to scandalize the whole world and, like, you know. A few people gave a fuck for a little bit. The same people that already cared.
Yeah.
No one. Everyone was like, yeah, we know we're doing drone killings.
Well, the thing was, Chelsea was like a nerd. Right. So she was getting less headline. I mean, I guess Snowden is also a nerd, but maybe.
Snowden's definitely a nerd.
Snowden was maybe cuter or something.
Look at this.
Nah, he's not cuter.
Look at this. There's one slice of pepperoni on that pizza.
One and a half.
That's not half.
That's a half on the side there.
That's the difference in how me and you see the world. First steps of freedom.
First steps of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I would eat that pizza right now.
Well, obviously you would.
Well, I haven't had breakfast because the Uber. You know what? I was planning on getting some donuts and coffee. I had a fucking hour, 10-minute fucking Uber ride.
Here, this is the thing that like people do like this, and it's liberals grooming people for obesity. It's obesity grooming.
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck? Republicans are trying to say that.
I'm going to do that. I mean, fucking, my take now is we got to take school lunches away because they're grooming children for obesity.
Oh, yeah, grooming is big.
Why is that back, dude? Why are they? Everyone's like, if you teach a kid about condoms, you're trying to suck his cock.
Grooming?
Yeah, that's what every fucking Republican.
I don't know. The whole thing is like fucking convoluted because
no, they hear liberals like using terminology and then they just steal it and then they just use it for their own purposes. Mm. So for a long time it was like people with purple hair on Twitter saying, if you're 25 and your girlfriend's 23, you're a pedophile.
Right.
You know?
Oh.
That's grooming, right?
So they
That's the thing. Yeah, it's like all the people that are
complaining.
It's
just a human centipede regurgitating all this bullshit.
Right, that it's like fucking pearl-clutching about, like, you know, like grooming with, like, you know, conservatives. The same people that turn around and be like, a 46-year-old man is dating a 25-year-old woman. That's rape.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, well, which is it? Mm-hmm.
The video, by the way.
But aren't they doing, but the difference is that they're fucking, what did they got, like fucking laws where it's like, if
you
you're
can't
gay,
say gay
and you look
school.
At a child, you go to jail or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the don't say gay laws. My feeling is like school's bullshit. Anyways,
right,
I don't give a fuck. Like, we got a lesson plan. You got a lesson plan. You can't put
school's out.
The teachers suck.
Summer.
There's too much homework.
The two songs. Yeah, you got a 5-year-old right to not go to school.
Not go to school because it's gay.
No sleep. Going to school. Yeah.
It's going to school.
Anyways,
gay.
The fucking it's like the whole bill is like you can't do like. Like, you know, like Steven and his husband Richard have 9 apples.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, like that's like you can't have
that as an example.
Yeah, you can't have like gay lesson plans.
Is it? Do you think it's just because Republicans are just running, playing the hits? They're like, damn, yeah, shit is go so bad.
Because at this
that
point,
even Republicans are going to turn
at
on
this
them?
Point. They don't give a
yeah,
fuck
like
about
the, yeah, the, yeah, that. Yeah. All like all of like the any of the like grounding in reality with like any kind of LGBT stuff like ended once gay marriage was like. Fucking legalized.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, it's like there's really not. That's why it's like people can't like stop arguing. So like on the other side of this, that's why you have people like talking about whether you should have kink at Pride,
right?
Like whether a guy in like a dog gimp costume should be like getting pets on the nose from a 4-year-old,
right?
And
our
side is pro, right?
I just like
we're in the affirmative.
It depends if you can see his balls or not.
It's like
thank you. Very Solomonic
if you can't see
of
his
you.
Balls, right. Then you can pet it. The little kid
well,
can pet
here's
him.
What I, here's,
judge,
here's
stop.
What I, here's what I...
Judge, stop.
Here's what
you
I don't...
You showed him what?
Here's what I don't get about it. It's like, how often is that happening?
Right, exactly.
That's one picture I've seen. Yeah, and then yeah. Everything turns into this, like, precedent-setting society conversation.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
it could be just kind of funny.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think that's happening all the time. I don't think that's like, well, every 4-year-old on their birthday goes to meet the leather dog.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
the
like,
guys that get,
feeds it treats directly into its ass.
The guys that get like, pissed off about that are the guys that, I don't know if you've noticed on Twitter, like anytime there's like a J.K. Rowling tweet where people get pissed and are like, bigot, like, fuck
right.
you. There are all these like 60-year-old British gay men who like have in their bios like anti-queer gays, and they're like they hate like trans people, I guess.
Oh,
that's
I see.
And they're all I can't be bothered. That's like my yeah. genders are can't and or can't be bothered.
Well, the trans, anyone who makes a pronouns joke.
The,
is
trans,
a
thing,
loser.
The trans thing is sort of like
a back
door for like LGBT issues, like to just be like injected into like everything that happens in society. Because now it's not even about like.
But there's an army of these guys that are like hate trans people.
Well,
they're
like
all like standing up for
like trans people have been around.
J.K. Rowling.
They've like existed or whatever.
Yeah.
But like because you have gay marriage is done. So now it's like should this person be allowed to go swimming?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, okay, well, we
yeah,
need
should a trans child get to wear a dress?
Yeah.
It's like no, put that boy in a fucking pants,
put
or you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
put him in a manly sailor's
yeah.
suit.
Yeah.
Dress him up with a giant lollipop.
Yep.
But I think probably what it is, right, is that it's just like they just got their rights.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the
yeah.
next guy's coming through the door. They're like, "You're gonna get my. You're gonna get.
They gotta
gonna
come through.
Finally,
the,
we get gay.
They gotta
finally,
come through
we're,
the,
finally
do- the doggy
legal.
Flap
yeah,
in
yeah.
the leather costume.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
They're
yep.
like, I've been having anonymous sex in bathrooms for years, and I'm finally.
Meanwhile,
legal.
if you're a gay man in yeah. a major city,
you've had liberation for years.
Yeah. Yeah. A white gay guy in London or New York, suck my dick.
That's
you're better off than us.
100%.
Like, now look, stay in New York.
You're rich.
I'm not, listen, don't fucking drive through the South, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But in New York, you're untouchable.
Andy Haynes probably doesn't even remember it, but I remember he did a joke like right after Obama got elected. Where he was like, people are getting a little too excited about this.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, it's like, wow, first black president. Like, I can't wait to celebrate. We're a homosexual fucking couple, and we're going on a gun-taking tour through the South.
Yeah.
Maybe cool it on that. I forget how he worded it, but
yeah.
it made me laugh when he did it a million years ago.
Yeah, probably, what was that, 12 years ago?
12 years a slave ago.
Yeah. Obama years. Became president so long ago.
Mm, yeah.
That's true.
14 years ago.
You know what's crazy? Even
yeah.
crazier than
Damn.
That? Fucking Pizzeria Pretzel Damn. Combos came out 37 years ago.
Pizzeria pretzel?
What are you
I've never
about?
Been a pizza pret combos guy. I like the cheddar ones with the cracker crust. I
They're
don't
not
like the
different
crust.
Enough for me to
crust.
Really have a preference.
Yeah.
No.
I've always
there's that weird. You know what it is? I prefer the cracker to the pretzel more than anything.
Mm. I just like I put them in my mouth horizontally, and I chew all the salt off, and then kind of like work it down to just the tube.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know
I
mean?
Don't have the patience for that.
That's the way I did, like a rodent would.
Yeah.
Like some kind of scheming rodent. I wish I could get genetic modification to have long, just thick whiskers.
Yeah. Like yeah, that would be sick.
Just like, but they're like hard, you know?
But can you use them to like feel out stuff? Because don't they use their whiskers to like...
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're always doing that shit.
Yeah,
with
I would do like it. I would do it, but they would pick up like chemicals or something.
Oh, that's
or,
cool. Pussy scent.
That's sick.
You could know if there's good pussy around.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
If you could, I wonder if good pussy smell scientifically lunch. Smells different.
I honestly, I would love to be a giant rat with like fucked up ears, like just chewed up ears.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like big floppy chewed up ears, and I'm just a huge rat.
Rats? How big? Like human size?
The size I am now.
But you're a rat.
But yeah, I'm a rat.
Proportional.
Big,
I
big
hate that.
Snout,
I would kill you so
big
fast.
Big lumpy snout.
That's
like
disgusting.
A red nose on the end and big whiskers.
I would call the police.
Big fucked up, just chewed up ears with like a piercing on the end.
A piercing?
Yeah, a little ring.
So you're a gay rat too?
No, I mean, it would just be that.
No,
I didn't
badass.
Choose that. It's
a,
from the laboratory.
I see.
You escaped. They tagged you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Rats are really cool.
No.
I mean, I don't want to chill with them, but they can do a lot of shit. They can hold their breath underwater for like 3 hours.
There definitely is a type of girl that loves rats.
I don't think really? They can. I don't think they can hold their breath underwater for 3 hours.
I'm pretty sure they can.
3 hours?
Maybe I made that up.
Dude, there's no way that's true.
I think I probably just
there's absolutely. There is absolutely
3 hours is so long.
They're mammals. They're rodents.
3 hours is so long.
There's no way a whale can't even do that.
But a fish can.
Rats can tread water for up to 3 days.
Tread water
is different
not
than
hold their
hold
breath.
Okay, guys, I almost got it right. They can hold their breath for up to 3 minutes.
3 minutes. So you had the three.
I thought it was.
Oh
hours.
Shit, that guy.
That would be cool. I don't even know what this is from.
Isn't that from?
No, you're thinking of the Great Mouse Detective.
It's not from that.
No, you're thinking of Ratigan.
No, I know that guy. I think I would assume that he was like a minor character.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy fucking sucks.
Radigan's a little too gay for me.
Oh, okay. I think he's actually just right.
No.
I think that's exactly.
Just right
you're
for
smaller,
you.
You're smaller. No,
just right for
you.
For you to be your boyfriend?
No, because I'm on the record of saying I don't want to be a rat.
Yeah.
I'm on the record of saying they're gross.
You want to date Radigan.
I don't want it. Why would I want to date someone?
The same way he's in the closet about being gay is the same way he's in the closet about wanting to date a rat.
Of all of the three of us, you are the most closeted.
No, so I did.
No, I patiently
you did imply
just
that you fuck
you
rat women.
Yeah,
women who have pets, pet rats, and that it's an impediment to me fucking
no,
them.
It's not.
But I do.
It spices
so
it up. He's looking over the headboard at the little rat enclosure, and he goes, "I wish this
rat.
Could be a full size
the
Ratigan
rats
man.
Fuck me up."
And this was my boyfriend Ratigan who wore a tuxedo.
There was a girl in Baltimore who not only had it wasn't a rat actually, it was a fucking like maybe a big ass guinea pig or some shit. But she had big ass titties, and she was kind of a dumb bitch. But I busted so fast every time.
Really,
and it's the only like honestly. Sometimes it takes me a while to bust. I got a fucked up penis. I don't know if it was her pussy was shaped the right way, but those fucking I'm in there next to a fucking cage with guinea pigs.
Yeah.
In Columbia, Maryland, and I would bust fast. It was awesome. She had great pussy, but she was fucking
cool.
Crazy.
She was crazy and she owned rats.
She was crazy. She owned rats. When I was hooking up with her, she was pretty. She was like on her thick shit. She had big ass titties. Then she lost a ton. I would keep up with her on Facebook. And since I'm not on Facebook anymore, I don't know what's going on with her life. But the last I checked, she had lost too much weight.
Really?
She was. I mean, I guess for others, she looked good, but I liked her with them titties. Big.
That's a good
little
part.
Extra meat, little extra meat on the ass cheeks.
Facebook is kind of like you open it up. Those are the busts of your life.
You're like, oh right, I fucked that girl.
I remember
fucking that girl.
Those are early busts.
Yeah.
Instagram, damn. That's like more of a contemporary.
I've been on
bust.
Facebook for 7 years. How crazy is
You've
that?
You've been off?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I don't ever. The only reason I have it, I haven't logged in. I had to log in to run like ads for like fucking, you know, touring ads or
people
whatever.
Use it a lot. Parents will use it a lot.
Yeah.
My dad told me that he wrote on my wall for my birthday the other day instead of getting a gift.
No? I can't do it, man. I'm not interested in a rat girl with rat ears.
Sounds like you fuck these rat girls all the time.
I don't. It's been
out.
Only a
Here's
couple.
My wife.
That's cool. I like the antlers better than the rat ears.
Sav goes down to the dumpster and fucks the rat girls.
I don't fuck the rat girls as a rule. I don't do. And like, you've never fucked a bitch with a weird pet?
The rat fucker, yeah. Stavros.
No, you're the rat fucker. Yeah. You want to be a rat. It stands to fucking logic that you would fuck other rats.
No, you could want to be a rat and fuck a human.
You view everything within
woman.
The context of sexuality. Me, I just think about what would be a cool, fun look.
Well, eventually the rat's going to have to fuck. And who's he going to fuck? Another rat.
No.
Uh-huh.
Who are you going to fuck then?
Your wife.
No, you won't.
Rats have...
That's exactly what a rat would do.
No, I wouldn't let you in my home. I'd have big traps
Doesn't
everywhere.
Matter. Nope, I'd find a way through the floorboards.
I'd find rape my wife?
Yeah.
That's a real pest problem right there.
Yeah.
We've got these man-sized rats breaking into your home and committing rape.
With a crowbar.
They'll fuck anyone in the house. Man, woman, child, it's getting raped by the rat rapers.
It would be even better if I'd stop. Like my brain, like I couldn't, you know, like I couldn't speak.
No, exactly. I was just a big fucking rat that fucks.
Yeah, still wearing like a fucking like one of those like promotional shirts from GameStop that says Call of Duty on it, like a midnight launch shirt. And I just got because I'm tearing the fucking the door jam off with a crowbar.
Yeah, come in. You smell there. Pussy with your big whiskers.
Right, I go in there, rape your wife, and then eat all your cookie crisp.
Oh my god!
Just
dude.
Tear into
two
the cookie,
tragedies.
Tear into the cookie crisp in the bottom of the box.
I would be distraught.
Yeah. Like, yep, you got rats. It sounds like you got a rat problem.
Like, that's all you could do, officer. Yeah, afraid so.
You know, they're rats, not people. They're not subject to law.
You rats can get in control. Through the toilet. Like, easily.
Oh, I'm the guy who fucks all the rat girls. You know all these rat facts. How did you learn them if you didn't fuck rat girls?
I just saw it on my phone.
Yeah, right.
I looked up rat facts.
You were told it
facts.
After you fucked rat
you know,
girls.
I think we should transition the conversation and start talking about lunch.
I'm so into that idea because I'm pretty hungry.
You know what when Austin really made me miss? Which I went down to Lockhart to get barbecue. I think I might be done with that.
Yeah, dude, it ruins your whole day.
No, I'm smart enough now that I go and I just get like one, like I get at most like a quarter pound of whatever, like something from each. You know, I get like the fatty brisket from
even
Black's.
That though,
and
can
I don't
ruin a day.
I just sample it.
Okay,
but I don't know. I mean, like barbecue's like I think I'm done with it.
That's how I feel about a lot of foods.
Yeah,
that I used to be really into,
like really
like,
into
like ramen.
Yeah, and then you have good food. You have
good.
Like real good food
ramen
in your life.
Ramen
once you become
a
millionaire.
Every once in a while, it hits when it's a cold day. You
I'd rather have a Vietnamese soup or a Japanese soup if I'm having an Asian.
Wait, what the fuck
or
is ramen?
No, I mean a Chinese soup.
Shut up, dude. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What Chinese soup?
You know, an egg drop. Fucking
hot and sour.
Fucking.
You're out of your mind here because those are two. These are two different.
Those
things.
Are appetizers, but I would rather have a bowl of pho anytime.
I don't Absolutely. Know. Sometimes you want something. So if
the
you
broth,
want.
The broth feels like.
Yeah,
like
if
healthier.
You want something more substantial, you go ramen. A
it's
cold
too
day.
Heavy.
Not all of them.
A pho is nice on a cold.
I
day.
Love pho, but I'm just
I
saying.
Know.
You there's no reason to disparage ramen. It's
I just
listen,
I used to,
pho is
it
more
used
of
to
a,
be my favorite. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's fair.
It used to be my
pho
favorite.
Pho is definitely the better and more accessible soup day to day.
I agree.
But ramen
We're
is a little
agreement.
Is a little treat every once in a while. It's like you eat a burger versus a fucking big ass steak.
Anyways, back to my point.
Back to
what
your
I
point.
Missed about in Austin reminded me Chinese going to Chinese buffet.
Oh,
you know
what's
fun? I've been back to Austin a couple of times in the last 10 years, but this was the first time that I had like any kind of like nostalgia or whatever. Maybe because it's like
just far enough away.
It's long enough in the past that I can, you know, like I
you have no real connections anymore. It's all memory connections.
Yeah, no, I have friends. It was weird. I saw like guys that like I haven't seen in a long time that I used to be good friends with.
But they're but it's like
everybody's old now.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. Yeah. You have friends, but they're not the version of themselves that they were when you guys were that
yeah,
close.
Yeah, no, I had lunch with Eric Krug. And me and him used to be good friends, and he was like probably like 27 when we were friends, and he's like 56 years old now. He's like, you know,
right? Because you were like, friends with him when you were 18, probably.
He looks like the fucking governor of New York. He looks like
right.
What's her name? Hochul.
Hochul.
Yeah.
No chill, ho chill.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Eck.
Gashy. No chill.
Mm-hmm.
What she said, they're doing, you can drink outside now.
That's awesome.
And it has nothing to do with the pandemic. It's just this boozy Irish bitch.
That's great. Good for her.
She loved it, and she's like,
it's fucking good. There's a reason we should do that.
It is nice to drink outside.
Dude,
you know what it is? It's the rats are leaving the ship. They know that fucking New York is doomed, and they need something. Mm-hmm. They need. They're hoping.
Are we talking about real rats again, or
no? Regular,
physical, metaphorical.
Amazon
rats.
Headquarters gone. Andrew Yang back to China. Goldman Sachs. They just opened an office in Dallas.
Yeah, and yeah. Utah, I think.
And Utah. So it's like New York needs something. They're hoping. They're. You know what it is? And this is behind closed doors deals. I guarantee you, they're talking about the Jazz pivot. Mm. New York is
going to back become to New Orleans.
New York is going to become, well, any city that does this, they all do it. Mm-hmm. Anytime a city's fucked up, they're like, let's just pretend we invented jazz.
Yeah.
And then they have
what
a down.
What are you talking about? It's literally just New Orleans,
no,
and like
dude,
Kansas City or
fucking
some
Cleveland.
Shit.
When we were in Cleveland, they renovated the whole area and they're like, the Blues Corner. It's Blues Barbecue and fucking, you know, like it's like.
Yeah,
every place does that. They pretend now that, like, you know, jazz and blues have been like thoroughly sanitized of any of their like racial implications. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like now that can be a thing that's like safe in a downtown area for like whatever, like, you know, municipal bureaucrats trying to, like, you know,
yeah,
gin up business.
New York needs to up their like morbidly obese bachelorette party game.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Like when I was in Nashville,
well, we should turn the Chrysler Building into a 70-story Chinese buffet.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine, like,
holy fuck.
Imagine the greatest food court in the entire world.
That would be awesome.
Every floor, Chinese, Japanese, Korean.
Different vibes. Yeah.
Malaysian, Indonesian. And then, you know, you run out pretty quickly.
Singapore.
Tibet.
Indian. It's like a gradient. Indian, fucking,
yeah,
Pakistani.
A trip around
food.
The world.
Yeah, like Afghan food, you know, uh-huh, fucking Tajik food. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Used car oil. Used car oil with fish sauce.
Petrodollars.
Yeah. Yeah. But you go up, you get every cuisine in the world. It's an infinite buffet. And if you make it to the top and you get food from every one of them, then but the time you get to the top, they push you off and you can fly.
That's awesome.
And you
but you better not cheat. You better get everything from every,
yeah,
or you will die.
You will, yeah, follow, yeah, your death. But if you manage to do it, then you can fly.
That'd be, dude, badass.
That'd be awesome.
That's all. That would be. That's how you save New York City.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Or, you know, like a lot of people complained about the mosque on the Ground Zero. But here's what would be more offensive that we should do: indoor skydiving.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
That is more offensive.
Ground, yeah, Zero.
Yeah. Ground Zero.
Ground Zero. One, yeah, of those eye skydives, or eye
sky
dives.
You build like a model.
Yeah, like, no, the middle.
You build
of
a
the
model
memorial
of the tower,
yeah, and you're jumping out of a
and
window.
And you jump off the top of the World
That'd
Trade Center, an indoor skydiving, yeah, center. And while you're doing it, on the ground, uh-huh, below you, they've got a projector above. And it's just projecting the holy scriptures on the floor. So you're reading the Quran,
yeah,
as you simulate.
You have a 24-hour call to prayer.
Yeah.
You know there's,
yeah,
a Greek church in between the buildings?
I know. I was asking you about it the other day.
Oh, that was you that I was talking with.
Because it looks like the Ground Zero Mosque because it's got a dome.
It survived.
Everyone talks about 9/11. No one ever talks about Vagina-11,
yes,
which is
right,
what I call the Me Too movement.
Vagina-11?
Vagina-11.
Because it was...
Because there's women being, thousands of women being raped.
Killing men.
Killing,
oh, right. I thought, killing men's reputation.
No, it's because it's planes going into buildings. The Me Too movement is plain Janes flying into twin.
Yeah.
Harvey twins.
The Weinstein, not, well, if the other Weinstein was a rapist too.
Bob and
then
Harvey.
It would work.
Yeah.
By the way, is there any chance the other guy's not a rapist?
Who?
The other Weinstein.
Oh.
He's probably
Brett
is.
Weinstein? I think so, yeah.
It's Brett Weinstein from the Peter Thiel company.
Yeah, Brett Weinstein. And
wait, what's the other Weinstein called? Bob?
Brett and Harvey Weinstein.
Brett Weinstein.
Harvey made movies and,
oh,
Brett,
dude,
was
Bob
friends
is
with
a
Dasha.
Fucking rapist for sure.
Brett the Hitman Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me search Bob Weinstein rape. See what,
yeah,
we
he
get.
Really, he really.
Who's Brett Weinstein?
I tell you, I just got a Kindle to read at night in bed, and I've never had
I love it.
I've never had a Kindle before.
They're so good.
I kind of hate it.
What? Really? Why?
I mean, it's convenient, but it's like it feels like it's going to break. It feels like kind of like...
You're too strong for a Kindle?
Yeah.
Well, a book your grip is too powerful.
Yeah, but a book, I understand. Like, it feels like I'm going to break the screen, and it's like kind of like... It always seems like it takes a while for the screen to refresh. Like, it's something like...
Here's what I like about the Kindle. You turn the lights off in your room, you power up the Kindle, you don't need another light source.
Yeah.
You start to doze off, you don't have to turn any lights off.
Yeah.
That's why
I got it.
Yeah, and as a sleep tool, it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get what you're saying. It's a little... I also like that you just click a little button and the page turns. You don't have to...
It's cool. Know?
Mm-hmm.
But you're just too powerful for it, dude.
I am.
Your strength is too... It knows no bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you get? Did you get the one with the little buttons? Or did you get a basic bitch one?
I got the one with the buttons.
That's nice.
Because I thought the screen was bigger. I like going big screen, small text. Mm. I actually don't like turning pages.
Yeah.
I used to just use the iBooks app on my phone. I'll put it in scroll mode.
Not good,
and I'd read an entire book just scrolling.
Yeah, but it's got the blue light. It's not good for
I hate
your
that
eyes.
Shit, too. Yeah. I can't focus on anything on my phone.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Eldest has the Kindle app on his phone. He'll just read a book. I think that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You can just use iBooks.
Whatever the fuck he does, he reads off his phone constantly, and it fucking pisses me off. It doesn't make any sense.
What
the phone is for beating off.
How do I have...
Yeah, the phone is for pussy.
The police have said I have a shitty penis. Mm-hmm.
A shitty penis?
Yes.
From sheets?
Dude, I had a Lyft driver the other day named Anus.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like Vanessa without the
A-N-I, or A-N-I-S-S-A.
Anissa.
An anus.
Was it a lady?
It was a lady, yeah.
Wow.
Was she hot?
No.
Fuck.
No.
Wow, lady Lyft driver, you're really flirting with disaster.
What do you mean?
You know... I wouldn't trust one of them. She got in 3 car accidents on the way
she
there.
She did.
Oh, yeah. She's
bad at driving.
And then
she's like,
driving.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm on my period.
I'm like, avoid Chinatown. There's too many elements there.
Yeah. That's recipe for...
Who was it that did the joke about Chinese people during 9/11? Because 9/11 happened right next to Chinatown.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
And then Chinese people just
sounds
going
like
out...
Sounds like a good joke.
Just
huh?
Chinese people going outside and being like, yeah, okay. like, what do they think about that? Like, yeah. Because the Chinese mind doesn't react to like...
Right,
dude.
Right, right. You know,
these are the people that invented fireworks.
No. They were on the roofs of Chinatown celebrating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that with what, though? How do they... How do Chinese
fireworks.
People celebrate?
Big old dragons.
A dragon jumping from...
12 guys and a dragon.
Yeah, they were so stoked. They're like, this is what America gets.
Yeah. Some sort of bells.
I remember
fireworks.
Donald. That's little known
about
claim
Muslims.
About China. No, he also said that about the Chinese.
The Chinese were also celebrating. Yeah. I think that China did not.
It was celebrating on 9/11. They had a dog.
I love how he fucking beautifully would just like. Just walk that tightrope where he's like, Muslims were celebrating 9/11, and he's like, but we shouldn't have been in Iraq. He gets both. He's
he
like, hey, look, we should be racist against them.
Wow, the GOAT.
But we, yeah.
The GOAT. Truly their Obama. Truly the right one.
Oh, dude,
Obama.
Better. He fucking...
Get more sauce. Funnier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He couldn't sing as well.
For them, he did more than Obama.
Oh, my God. He was a revolution.
Yeah, he got a couple motherfuckers on the Supreme Court.
Obama was just a normal Democrat.
Obama sucked dick, dude. Yeah. He didn't do shit.
He was a fucking virtuoso. He was Mozart. He was really, really leading the orchestra.
Oh, fuck, dude. All right, back to lunch. You know, honestly, I haven't had a bodega sandwich in a while. Last
we
time we got
that.
Chipotle, didn't we?
I've had too many.
All right, we don't have to do that.
I eat there like every single.
You know, you said
day.
Ramen.
Yeah, we could go to Samurai Papa.
It's closed.
Why?
It's been closed forever.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It's covered in graffiti, and I've never seen it open.
Why?
Last, like,
why?
Because of the pandemic.
Ramen. Why?
Because of the supply chain. Biden.
Fucking Biden.
Goldman Sachs is gone. New York City's dying.
That fucking sucks.
Hmm.
Oh, no, it opens at 5 p.m., you fucking dude.
Oh, it's a nighttime restaurant.
That sucks.
They used
to
have a nice lunch special.
We used to get lunch there all the time.
Yeah, it was great. That's Tom's rat girlfriend.
No, it's not. Okay.
Yeah,
that's your rat girlfriend.
Let's not get crazy.
Can you imagine, dude? This is what you would be doomed. That would be your life.
No, it wouldn't.
If it weren't for like the comedy. That's it.
No, that's it. Stav used to pull.
You don't believe in me, dude. I would have figured it out.
Stav used to pull.
I don't know, man.
No. I would have had a hotter. I would have been one of those fat guys with. I wouldn't have fucked as much. Yeah. No question.
You would have worked at UPS.
But I would have had a hot wife.
You
would
have been
deserve.
The king of Queens.
It would have taken all my powers to get one hot bitch, but uh-huh. I would have figured it out.
Leah Remini.
I would have, yeah. Definitely not a bitch like that. Let's not get crazy here. She was fucking horrible. Yeah.
Guys, we just saw a picture of a lady and it was horrible. If you're there playing along at home, Nick showed us a picture of a lady with rat ears and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
She looked bad.
She looked really bad.
And she's entering her slut phase. Yeah.
Oh my God, that guy?
That guy.
I think he's done. I think he got off.
He's out of jail?
He got off Twitter.
Oh.
Who?
Poor guy.
This account does not exist.
We read this. That? We read this real harrowing.
Sean McCarthy sent out this guy.
A harrowing thing about a bunch of like yeah. really ugly.
Here's this
internet confidence.
This sums it up.
Getting into a rape scandal.
Taken from this account,
community.
The picture of Adam is its avatar.
Greg 1985 deleted his account so nobody can see his post. There, I'm so lonely in this capitalist.
Yeah, there was like a communist sex scandal.
That's so
amongst
funny.
Some of the most truly atrocious looking people, and it was very sad. It ended up like we started making fun of it, and then it became kind of heartbreaking at a certain point.
It's very
now
funny.
I kind of want ramen, dude. Now that we talked about it,
now that I said I don't like ramen anymore.
Fuck, where should we go?
I mean, we can order it.
Where? Fuck Samurai Papa for not being open right now. Dude.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, you know what? If it was Samurai Mama, I guarantee you they'd be open right now.
There is Samurai Mama in Williamsburg by the movie theater.
Shut up.
On Grant. Shut the fuck up.
It's their other
actually,
location. It's their other
there
location.
Is a Samurai Mama.
They have sushi at that one, too.
Shut you know what? Fuck dude. You, dude. All I don't right, even care that it's your birthday.
You guys are,
is it your birthday
day
today?
After my birthday. My
no,
birthday
we already celebrated, dude. What do you want?
Yeah, you don't have to be nice. I'm not a birthday bitch.
We already
I don't need
celebrated,
a birthday month.
Man. Sushi. I can have sushi,
We had a birthday party this weekend. The boys met my father.
That's right.
Nick had to look him in the eyes and say, I've made a career on calling you a homosexual on the internet.
Does he know that?
And he started crying. He said, thank you. Thank you.
You should suck his dick.
Dude, he got so stoked because someone told him that I'm on the Wikipedia page for the hospital that I was born at. Literally, I've never seen him prouder. He's literally never said I'm proud of you. He's not nice to me.
That's so fucking
he got
funny.
So excited. And he's like, and then the next day after the party, I saw him and he was like, I thought your friend was making something up. And then I went on the Wikipedia and lo and behold. So.
That's awesome.
Whoever
man.
Did that. Whichever yeah, one of dad,
your
freaks
did that. Your dad has like the same, it's like kind of like social impropriety you do, but he's very loud about
it's
it.
Really, it's terrifying. Because
everyone's like fucking Maya.
It's
Maya's
terrifying
like,
to see.
You're like everyone to Adam and his birthday and you know whatever his mm-hmm. birthday. And his dad just yells out. He's like, I cummed him out of my penis. He's like,
nah.
He's like to my cum.
Yeah.
To my.
Did like, he really do that?
Yeah,
he was trying to do a.
He's
bit.
Like screaming.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah,
I missed that.
And no one laughed.
No one
fucking laughed. It was before you
it
got
bombed,
there.
Oh,
dude.
I would have.
No
laughed.
One laughed.
I would. It would. You know what?
He's like three cheers for all of my cum that came out of my penis.
That would have been a silent room and
really
me cackling, dude. If that was me, oh,
he
I wish
tried
I was
to,
there.
He really tried to go there.
And then he's got. Yeah, he does the like. He kind of moves around in that like insecure way that people do. He's like he's on stage.
Yeah. He doesn't know what to do with his body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure he's shrunk like 4 inches. It's crazy.
No, you're thinking of your penis.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I didn't have 4 inches to shrink. Thank you for saying it was once 4 inches.
No problem, dude.
I appreciate it.
No problem, my friend. Should
Happy
we get
birthday.
Sushi?
Sushi would be nice, honestly.
I want to have some sushi.
It would feel healthy. I mean, I have I'm to gonna... go meet up with my dad after this. I'm okay. taking him to the Queens Museum. I'm going to take him to the Panorama.
Where's that?
In the Queens Museum.
Where's the Queens Museum?
It's in, like, Corona Park.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. It's nice.
Yeah, it's by, like, where they did the World's Fair. But they have a scale replica of the city. Like, it's like a 1 to 100 scale replica of the entire five boroughs.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's really
For
gonna
me
like
to
that.
Poop on.
No, he's an architect. You know, he's going to like that crap.
That sounds kind of cool. I kind of want
to
go.
Yeah, it's honestly very cool to look at.
Dude, I can't wait to fucking not be on the road and go do little shit like that.
Yeah, a little. You know what you should do as a fun day trip activity? Go to City Island.
I need me a bitch to go to City Island.
Yeah. What you need to do is get a bitch and take her to Bear Mountain and go for a little hike.
That sounds great.
That's nice.
You know what you
I'm
honestly
get me a bitch this summer, dude. I'm tired of getting.
You know what you need
pussy.
To do, dude? Yeah, you need to get either a three wheeler or a motorcycle with a sidecar and fucking take a woman up to Bear Mountain and ride around up there with a sidecar or three wheeler.
Awesome.
You would. I'm telling you, you would love that.
Sidecar. I don't want sidecar. I want. We got to both be on. It's got to be three wheeler.
Yeah, get one of those three wheelers. How much do those fucking cost?
I get two sidecars.
What are they called? Like a
for both side. Bitches,
you couldn't handle that.
I literally could not handle the politics.
It would
be far
you
too
would crumble.
I wouldn't make it 3 hours.
Yeah, Morgan three wheeler. That's what you need to get stuff.
Okay, I'm in.
This is it. Let me show you this motherfucker. This.
Oh hell yeah, dude! That thing is sick.
Look at this. Look at this guy. That could be you. You make the bitch drive the car.
Yep, and jack me off at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Now, okay, in terms of the sushi, where's our good... What, you ever been to Sushi K Bar? I'm just doing some...
No.
I'm just doing some...
Sushi Gay Bar?
Yeah, that's true. Sushi near me. Let's Google it. Mirakuya.
Did you guys see Tokyo Vice yet?
No.
It's pretty badass.
I
only
know,
watched the first episode,
didn't
though.
Didn't Ansel... Isn't our boy Ansel a rapist?
I think, yeah, I think he...
How does he keep...
He fucked a 17-year-old or something?
Yeah. My man got to be in some big-ass movies for doing rape.
Yeah. He's looking good in the new
one. He's a cute guy.
What's Tokyo
cute.
Vice? I was thinking, somebody brought it up the other day, I had no idea what it was, and I'm like...
It's a Michael Mann pilot, right?
Michael Mann did the pilot.
Oh, so it is Chinese.
Yeah,
Miami
but
Vice.
You want to think that he's a cop, but he's actually it's a journalism thing.
Oh, that's
it's
sucks.
Like journalists are the true cops.
I love Michael Mann so fucking much.
I love him.
Dude.
I love him so.
You know
much.
What? Lunch, and then what? We don't have to watch it, but I'm putting it on in the background. We're putting Thief on.
That's dude. But, you know what? Thief. While we do the second episode, we don't even pay attention,
dude.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
I would love
it. Yeah, either that, maybe The Insider. Maybe I haven't watched The Insider.
I just watched
while.
The Insider. But it's fine. We
Thief
can do that
it is.
Too. Thief is more like... I feel like Thief is a better background movie, too, because like it just looks cooler.
Yeah.
The Insider is a great movie, but
it's
I think you
got
to
so
be paying
good.
Attention.
The Ensayer. Russell Crowe is the Ensayer.
He's going to go in 60 minutes.
He could do that,
Sayer.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, we can't run this. Let him speak his truth. Yeah.
Hello, CBS. I've got bad news.
Beep.
I've got documents to prove that Philip Morris has been saying... behind closed doors. Mr. Wiegand!
Dude,
can I suck your cock?
Dude, that scene at the end where he's on the phone, he's on the beach talking to him, so cool.
He loves men.
He
loves men
loves
in
beach.
Front of water.
He did that in Manhunter, too, yeah.
Does it Manhunter? Does it in Thief?
Yeah.
There's that scene in
Thief. He does it in Miami Vice.
It's that beautiful shot in Thief, like right in the beginning of the movie where he's just talking to that homeless guy who's like fishing
yeah.
on Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we getting sushi from?
I'm police officer.
Is there somewhere we can?
Yeah,
walk to?
Tokyo Vice. I'm police officer. I'm priest. Your ID. I'm priest. that's what happens in it.
Yep, pretty much.
Hey, please.
The fact that it's journalism really, really breaks my heart.
Please,
I think he's so good at journalism.
Please.
He works with the police or something.
Put your hands up here.
Ken Watanabe is like the Tokyo Vice cop.
That's cool.
I'm Ken Watanabe, please.
Do you remember when did I tell you guys that story about like when I went to that, I got a colonoscopy at this place in Vegas, and then there was like front page news story that they were like reusing needles and stuff and people were getting hepatitis C.
Oh yeah, you were scared you had AIDS or whatever.
I thought I had hepatitis C or AIDS, but I was like looking up what famous people have hepatitis C, see like how good of a life I could have. And Ken Watanabe was one of the first names on the list. I was like, it seems like he's, this guy's the second to last samurai. It seems like,
yeah.
Seems like he's had a good
How'd
run.
How did he get Hep C?
I don't know. Getting, sharing needles, dude. I don't know. I have no idea.
Fuck, dude. But I'm so pissed there's not ramen near here.
Samurai Papa really fucked our asses.
They're assholes.
Oh, that would be great, dude. Have some ramen. Have like one piece of sushi as an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
We could go to that place that admittedly has fallen off in Williamsburg.
Oh, the sushi place? Well, I can't really eat because I'm getting food with my dad after this.
Well, what the fuck then, Adam?
I'm sorry, dude, but I'll chill. We can order something.
Well, if it isn't Vagina Adam.
What do you mean Vagina Adam?
What are you getting with your dad?
I don't know. I think I'm going to take him to, what do you call it, in Red Hook. Get a sandwich.
Stefani's,
yeah.
I need something new in my life. I need a new spot.
I know
spot,
what you're saying.
You know?
I need a
new spot for snacks.
Who's that? All right, let's order. Where are we going to order from then?
I don't know. It's your choice, dude.
It's really up to you.
Okay, well.
Are people mad at Joe Rogan this week?
I hope not. He's been through enough.
Yeah, he's had a tough life.
He's been through enough. What about the combat?
What about Mirakuya? You know,
I heard his guest this week is a 6-foot tarantula.
Really?
Yeah, that rapes children.
That'd be badass.
So? And Joe's like, now a lot of people think that's bad, but you say it's actually good, right? Yeah. And then he just lets the tarantula, the tarantula just go say whatever it wants.
And he doesn't challenge.
And then it's just
like, that's wild, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then it spits out a web and it's filled with child pornography.
Really?
Joe's like, this is crazy.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And that's the kind of enabling that he does.
Oh my God. It's like he's doing the child pornography, literally. If he doesn't challenge that tarantula to kick.
All right, what about a place called Mirakuya Japanese?
That sounds Japanese.
It's a half mile from here. We can get it's on Seamless.
Oh, I get it.
We can throw on Thief as soon as the episode's over.
That sounds great.
We'll
great
probably
movie.
Get through most of the movie.
You
by
know,
the time
Nick.
We eat.
You know, Nick's got the good edition, right? The one with where the colors look better.
They got any two.
What
roll.
Do I?
I think it's what is it? It's the Criterion.
Yeah,
one
I got or? The Criterion too.
Yeah, that's the good one.
Is it? You know, yeah. we could put Mona Lisa on too. I picked that up on Blu-ray.
Dude, I would love to watch Mona Lisa smile with the boys.
Still shrink wrapped. I didn't.
They got an
remember.
Any three rolls lunch special over here. You want some rolls?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
What do you want to get?
I don't know. I thought we were going to ramen, but he said it's
there's
close.
No ramen.
We can't. You weren't. You just weren't listening.
Yeah.
There's no
I would
ramen.
Love ramen, but there's no one around here.
I don't know. Are you just ordering sushi?
I guess. That's what I was going to do. I mean, I will go get ramen. I just don't know where the fuck it is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I guess just order sushi then. I'll take anything. I that's another thing. I haven't enjoyed. If I get sushi, I go to fucking City Mark and go to Dago.
In the underneath the
great names in that place.
Best.
Dago, a rape a lady.
Yeah.
A rape a lady is the funniest thing. No one proofread that. This fucking Venezuelan retard just opens a business and there's like he doesn't have one English speaking friend.
A rape a
lady. You might want to rethink that.
Yeah. Well, it's a lady, I think, that opened it.
There's
well,
a place
what
called
I mean.
Warude.
Oh, yeah, that place is fine.
On Tompkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah.
They do, like, curries and stuff. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It says they have ramen.
Yeah.
I think they have a lot of shit. It's one of those places. It's more of like a hang.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
So they offer. They do 9 things. I also have we can watch all the Jason Bourne movies.
We did that in the cabin.
We can smoke weed and watch Jason
Bourne.
Sav
and I crushed the Bourne movies.
We really did, dude. That was awesome.
That was fun. I love that fucking franchise.
Jesus Christ. That's Jason Bourne. I want somebody to say that about me.
Yeah.
Sometimes one to
Jesus Christ, this Nick
when they
Mullen.
Walk in and there's like eight guys who've all had their dicks completely sucked.
There's a
like, Jesus Christ, Nick Mullen was
from
here.
The distance of the Chrysler Building. The man starts falling to his death and then flies away. And as he comes, into focus, he's a giant rat.
Yeah. And the guys in Langley,
they're like, Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
The guys in Langley call you, and they're like, we just want you to come in. We just want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And you're, yeah.
He's like, I can't do that, chief.
But you have to break into Langley, because, like, that's the toughest job yet, and you suck off the entire CIA.
Everyone gets sucked off, and they're all crying.
Yeah. And there's a lady there that's like, I'm a spicy Latina. I'm bisexual. And you're sucking her dick.
What do you think's going to happen in the post-OnlyFans era?
What?
Do you think that's going to continue? Because I feel like a lot of people just...
Women are going to go to fucking church. They got God, get pregnant.
Well, they got into doing like OnlyFans during the pandemic. Like, there was like that blew up during the pandemic.
I mean, we're kind of OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know. But we're quitting the podcast.
Yeah, but like...
And then we're going to go back to doing nothing.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll order from Miracuya.
Miracuya, boo, poo, poo, pee, pee.
All right, I guess we'll just... Is the episode over, or should I just order on...
Dude, we're at 56,
okay,
bro.
Great, so I'll just put together my order on the episode.
Yeah, I mean, I think the people deserve to
lunch,
know.
Any three rolls. I'm gonna get three, of course.
You gotta go for three.
What's Oshinko? Is that that weird little cucumber thing?
No, I don't know.
You don't know? You Mr. Knows Everything.
I don't know. You, come on, bro. You know I don't know anything.
All right. Spicy tuna roll, of course. Salmon avocado, of course.
Classic combo. Oh, Nick, by the way, don't have oysters now.
Why?
Apparently it's bad.
Why?
Apparently there's a fucking something.
I love oysters.
There's an outbreak right now.
Why'd you only say it to Nick?
Because he likes oysters.
I like oysters, too.
Well, both of you don't have oysters.
It's
and
too
anyone
late
listening.
Now. It makes it seem like you want him
cloisters at the oysters.
I don't.
It makes it sound like you want him to live and me to die.
No, you know Nick has an oppositional defiance. So if I tell him not to, he's going to be like, "You can't tell me what to do." And then he has the oysters, and then he dies.
I don't do that shit. Fuck you. That's not how I fucking act. Fuck you and suck
my
dick.
You're not my dad. Yeah. Okay. You're not my real dad. I'm going to go have oysters.
I've got oppositional erection disorder.
Oh, shit.
That means you get boners. And
for the opposite sex.
Whoa.
Nice try, bitch.
That's awesome.
You could even think, before your weak mind could even come up with anything.
Wow.
I fucking completely just crossed you
Why
over.
Why is it a disorder,
and then
though?
Shoved the ball directly up your ass.
Up your asshole.
Why is it oppositional erection disorder?
Because I'm fucking hard all the time.
Well, no, but it's...
For girls.
Yep. He's right. I've seen his dick around girls.
Yeah.
This when I see a couple of ladies like this...
Oh, my God.
You know the party's getting started. You know it's about to be party.
I like
but this is what I mean.
Pajamas.
It's like this is the recent picture. So this is like women like this, you know, during the pandemic, they're like, well... I guess this is my job now.
Yeah. They should be working at
I
Waffle.
Used to be, yeah, Waffle right. Exactly. I used to manage the Waffle House, and now I'm a sexy nurse on OnlyFans.
God.
And then what do? You just go back to Waffle House?
Probably. Yes, you have to go back.
And it's not like, I'm not saying that in the sense of like, what, so these whores just going to get their job back in normal society? I mean, like, once you've been... So spoiled as to do nothing and be rewarded for it. It's like, I don't know if they can't, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe they don't have to. Maybe they can keep being on OnlyFans.
Yeah, maybe.
Some of them will, the lucky ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like people are going to stop beating off to it.
No, I don't think they will.
They're like, oh, it's the pandemic's over. I don't have to masturbate anymore.
Remember these kinds of women?
Yeah, of course.
What are they doing? I feel like
they're in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I feel like they all got killed during the pandemic.
No, I think they're all right. They're yelling at school board meetings.
Yeah.
They're having meltdowns in CVS on Facebook Live.
Yeah, just women with like alligator hands.
Yeah.
A $300 manicure, and then the hand itself looks like it's from a crocodile.
Yeah, they can paddle with their hands.
Yeah, just like a thick padded, you know. I've been at the beach all day.
Do you want any Three Rolls lunch special, Nick?
Yeah, sure.
What do you want?
Philadelphia, Boston, and the Dublin roll.
They do have a Philadelphia. Do you want one?
I want the Philadelphia roll, I want the Boston roll, and I want the Wahlberg roll.
I don't see a Boston or Wahlberg here.
Uh-huh.
What's a Boston roll?
Do they have an Astoria roll?
No.
Dude, that was so funny when you said that.
The Philadelphia roll is the funniest one.
Oh, yeah.
Our first meal in Tokyo, we went out for sushi and Sob's like, yo, y'all got an Astoria roll?
Yeah, where's the Astoria roll?
Where's
the fried, the one with the fried shrimp on it and mayonnaise?
Mm. Anyway, it's been another great episode of Come Town.
We're not going to finish it until Nick orders his lunch.
Oh, also I will be in Raleigh, June 9th through 11th, and Portland, June 11th through 16th or something like that.
Nick.
What? 16th through 18th?
Salmon avocado?
Portland, Maine, or Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Nice,
dude. Of course, Oregon.
And then I will be at Caroline's the week after that.
Very
June.
Nice.
A lot of big June dates.
Big June.
And
big
I
June.
Will be taking the summer completely off.
The summer.
It's like I'll be in Philly in one, but after
I thought
that.
You canceled that.
I'll tell you about it after.
Oh, okay.
It's back on. That's crazy.
Stop. Can you get me a miso?
Look, she's
soup.
In an RV.
Damn.
Okay, Nick, what are we getting, bro?
It's alligator hands holding fucking Wawa coffee. Back out on the road.
I'm just going to get you exactly what I got.
Yeah, just give me exactly what you got.
Okay, great.
And then maybe let's get some gyoza.
I already ordered, pal. Oh. You don't even have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, salmon avocado, spicy tuna, and a... shrimp tempura. Does that sound good?
Sounds great for Nick. I love that for Nick.
And you want a miso soup, Adam? Anything else?
Yeah, can you give me a miso soup and, I don't know, that'll be fine.
Are you sure?
That'll tie it.
Miso,
you sure?
How about miso poop on your face?
That's a great question.
That's mean, dude. Mm. I'm sure. I'm sure. I have to get lunch after.
You don't want anything else?
No, man. I'm trying to save you money.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
And that's why you're a good guy.
You know, when it comes to my boys eating, I want everyone to be fulfilled.
Do they have any dark chocolate, perhaps?
Let me check. No. Uh-huh. All right.
Oh, maybe. Do they have a...
about time.
Do they have a karage?
Yeah, you want one?
Yeah, get an order of karage.
I already ordered it. I'm getting another one.
Great. Love that. That's a nice little more
mid-morning
snack.
Yeah, I'm just looking at like horny middle-aged lady OnlyFans Twitter right now.
That's pretty cool.
This one's, how about that, right? That's not bad, huh?
That's awesome. I've seen her before.
Have you?
Those nipples, you can't miss them.
Those nipples, you can't miss them, says the man.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys. It's been another great one. We love you.
Hold on.
Don't press the wrong button, Adam.
This one.
Okay.